Someone described Moore County once, all 60, 70, 100 years ago, as being made up of three things: mules, mud, and whiskey. Well, the mules are just about all gone now. You can still get stuck in the mud pretty good along the springtime. But whiskey, well, whiskey just seems to go on and on. At one time or another, I guess most everybody in the county has been involved in some way with making whiskey. Mostly legal, I think. Mostly legal.
I'll build me a castle high on a hill, with a few hound dogs and an old copper still. I live my own life in my own free way, and you won't find me till the judgment day.
Brother Carl would make a small amount of whiskey each day, and just as careful with it as his wife would be with the milk in the spring break. And Uncle Jack got a little, he says, "Mr. Carl, somebody told me that it was unusual for a preacher to make whiskey." He said, "Jack, let me tell you." He says, "People have always used stimulants. When Noah went on the ark, I believe that there was some drinking going on. They always have and they always will." And he said, "If you're right careful with it, it's a good medicine." And I just made up my mind that for my friends, I would make a little of it. And when I make it, I'm going to make it exactly right without a change in the world.
When I was a small boy, Grandfather Marlow was an old man. And he lived with my family, with my father and mother. And they gave him 3 ounces of whiskey a day, one before each meal. And I firmly believe that what kept the old man alive was that 3 ounces of whiskey a day that we gave him. Back when I was a boy, I used to work up here at the stillhouse for 35 cents a day. That's the way I'd make my spending money. All these hills were planted in corn back in those days, and the farmers had a lot of corn to sell. And they'd chill this corn, and then they'd take it in this big granary and pour it out on the floor about 2 feet deep for it to dry. Then they'd have to stir that corn to keep it from getting hot and musting, you see. And I've helped stir a lot of that corn back there when I was working at the 35 cents a day. It was pretty hard work, too. We also bottled whiskey back then. Back then, they didn't have bottling lines like they have now. They had a trough, and they'd run the whiskey into this trough. Then they had spigots. And you'd take your bottle, and you'd push it up on this spigot. You had to suck that whiskey through this spigot to get it started to sizing out. You didn't have to suck that spigot every time. But us boys, lots of time when we suck in the spigot, we'd manage to get a drink. That was slow work, bottling whiskey.
When did you start making whiskey? How old were you, Clint?
Well, I guess I was 17, 16, 18 years old. Mm-hmm. We made whiskey back in them days to live. A lot of people made whiskey here in this country. These hollers are dangerous to go up and down them. The revenue officers got to tearing them down. These barrel hoops liable to ruin your legs walking up through there. I never did drink much whiskey. I was in it for what money there was in it. We never did bootleg no whiskey. We sold our whiskey wholesale and sold it in kegs. Anybody come there and want a quarter, give it to him. I'd go to these dainties as far as ever married. And I'd always carry me about a half a gallon. I know the boys would want to drink. And I had a car, and I'd get $1 on the gallon for hauling. And I had the first 25 model T Ford in this whole country that had bloom tires on it. Mm-hmm. Boy, it was a cracker jack. Them tires wouldn't puncture. You know, these old model T's had these small tires.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're as hard as a rock. And if a man drove 10 or 12 miles without having a flat tire, he thought he'd done something. But them bloom tires come on, and man, you can just drive from then on without having them. And I had to be a route I run. I'd haul 50 gallon every Wednesday night I'd carry to these bootleggers. They had prayer meeting out there the other side of my place, and I was going with the old lady, and I'd have this load of liquor out ready where I could load it, you know, get it out in daytime, close to the road, and after we'd come back from prayer meeting, well, I'd load this whiskey up in my car, and I'd deliver it to these boys. And I made me a dollar on a gallon. That was 50 bucks that night at Mech in about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And a dollar then was as big as a wagon wheel is. You know, there's very few people knows anything about whiskey.
Well,
yeah, they take one drink and drink anything from there on out.